Pablo for breakfast.
Here in WA, we're on the path to recovery, but there's still a lot of stress around COVID and that uncertainty. You've sort of talked about how the parents' stress can affect how our young ones sleep. So how does it all intertwine?
Yeah, that's right, Pablo. What I'm finding is parents are contacting me saying their kids, they finally got them to sort out all their bad sleep issues, but now since COVID's happened, they're starting to go backwards again. And, you know, if you've gone through it, you definitely don't want to revisit bad sleep.
No.
And the reason why is because parents have got more anxiety and more stress related to all the fears about COVID, changed employment, whether they're employees or business owners. They've got less community support, less social support. And, you know, basically they feel more anxious. And kids are very sensitive to anxiety and stress in the home.
So how does less sleep affect kids? Like, what's the behavioural sort of... Yeah, obviously kids are going to be tired, they look exhausted, they might be a bit more grumpy. Are there other things that affect kids?
Yeah, look, one of the things that happens when kids are feeling the parent stress is they go down this pathway of acting up, being clingy, having more tantrums, they're grizzly, they cry more, their behaviour changes. And with anxiety and changed behaviours that relate to that is less sleep. So what we see is that children start not wanting to go to sleep. So it's called sleep latency, but what happens is what normally would have been an easy time for them to get to go to sleep and settle, they start delaying that process. And when that happens, their actual time of sleeping takes longer. So therefore, they're missing really important sleep. And what happens with babies in particular, they can become very unsettled and clingy and demanding. Kids, on the other hand, our immunity is affected by the way we sleep. So we all want to be healthy. So, you know, you need to be paying attention to your diet, exercise, and sleep. It's so important to keep you healthy. We think that, you know, paying attention to good sleep hygiene can be really helpful for children. So making sure they're in a calmer environment and give them lots of reassurance. And safe sleep is really important as well, because you don't want to be sleeping your child in places that aren't safe because you're exhausted, and that's kind of second best in order for everyone to sleep. Be more engaged with your children and speak calmly and softer to them. One of the things that I use in my work is that is a process of routine reconnection and relaxation, and they're really important to help establish regular bedtimes, which really keep the whole mood around that positive and keep it short, because parents often take way too much time getting their children to go to sleep.
Yep, I've had many, many long nights doing that. Now, what can parents do, and especially around their behaviour, to help babies and kids sleep that little bit better?
Yeah, pay attention to those early sleep cues. So if you have a set routine but you see your child seems more grizzly or tired or acting up, having tantrums, delete some of those normal routine things and focus on getting them to sleep. I use a music and play therapy approach depending on the child, and it's amazing how much calmer parents become and then children become, because sometimes it's a matter of keeping the parent on track with what should be happening to keep the child on track.
Yeah. Stories before bed, is it a positive to start, you know, the winding down with some books in bed?
Look, it depends on the child, and we all know the value of reading to your child, but sometimes reading is not the greatest thing to do at bedtime because it can wind them up, particularly if they're in that toddler age or 3, 4, 5, when some of the stories that you read will start that imagination going and they might wake up with nightmares. For little babies, you know, little babies don't need to be read to a bedtime. Once they're tired and they've hit the brick wall, you don't want to be prolonging that with reading because you're just pushing them into overtiredness. And then they can't settle.
Now, I've got a little 4-year-old at home who on occasion will wake up randomly at very early times. And I'm an early riser, obviously, but my wife likes to have that little extra sleep in. She doesn't want to be getting up at 4 like me. When the little one gets up, help us out. How do we get them back to sleep? Or is there anything we should do, or should we just embrace it and then make them have an early night that night?
Well, I mean, first of all, it depends on what's your overall sleep time. What time do they go to bed and what time do they get up in the morning. Is it something that's happening every single morning, or is it just the one-off thing? But certainly having your room dark, not letting the morning sun come in, because if they stir and it kind of stirs them during their transitioning between sleep cycles, that sun coming in is the melatonin drops down and it's time to get up. So dark room, essential. Some parents will resettle, and I use a music approach to that, so you would put the music back on to help them resettle. Other parents might just leave some toys in their space so that they can quietly play. So there's a number of different things you can do, but consistency is one of the things that is very, very important.
If you want to find out more, head to 99.com.au. Deb, thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Pablo. Pablo for breakfast.